Hey, we're the Plaza at 8.
I'm Stephanie.
I'm Briar.
I'm Jason.
I'm Nico.
I'm Chris.
Well, we're going to start talking about our group dynamics. Our first question is, what are critical thinking skills? Critical thinking skills are a process we use every day unknowingly. It involves observing, first of all.
You can stop touching my leg.
I'm not touching your leg. Jeez.
Anyways.
It also involves some sort of process of analysis as well. And with that analysis comes opinions that you can form from those observations.
Besides observations, we use facts and inferences to make up our assumptions. Just like we do it every day, you just don't notice it.
Yeah, so like we were just talking about if Chris here in our group actually has any real friends, because Chris isn't very nice to his friends.
So we're trying to observe,
you know, how he treats his friends and, you know, conclude facts and some opinions. I personally don't think he has any. But
you're just pissed off because I don't like you.
Maybe other people think differently. whatever.
But see, like, what I'm saying, Briar concluded that Chris and her weren't friends just because, what, why'd you think that you guys
because
were
friends? Because
he's
observation.
So rude.
But that's not true, right, Chris?
That's just how he treats his friends.
It's partially not true.
Partially? You're such an ass.
It's alright.
So, are you guys friends?
Not so much.
Burn!
Burn!
Alright.
So yeah, basically when we go through our critical thinking skills, you're supposed to use observations and facts and inferences, just validity and stuff to form opinions and make arguments so you can do critical analysis.
What does validity mean?
Oh god. Just like ruined our whole thing.
Validity is just how truthful
credible
something is, or how
and
credible
like reliable
it is.
It is.
Yeah.
So,
is
remember when Tony's like, yeah, he doesn't look that freaking credible? Like, you know, you can't take things.
I am the most credible source in the world.
Don't
so
judge
much
a book by its cover.
Yeah, exactly.
I remember that.
Exactly, basically.
Yes.
You got, yeah. So, our next question is, what's his name? Bloom's taxonomy. My bad. Stop. Go. Wait, not yet. Fuck! It's been going!
I want to hear it. No,
okay,
no.
So,
yeah,
back to business.
It's not even going.
Yeah, it is. Alright, so, let's start off.
Sorry,
taxonomy is
outburst
the division into ordered groups or categories. Ha! There.
Oh, I'm sorry, we didn't hear that.
Again? Alright. First, we're starting here. Taxonomy is the division into ordered groups or categories.
So Bloom's taxonomy is basically his division of critical thinking from the easiest knowledge and you work your way up to evaluation.
So if you start with knowledge, it's just like having information or facts that are like at your disposal. You know them, but you can't really put them into any kind of higher context or apply them to anything else.
Yeah, and then after that comes comprehension, which is basically to comprehend, it's basically understanding whatever knowledge that you end up picking up, basically.
And application is applying what you know and what you can comprehend into, like putting it into real life and finding some useful application for it.
Analysis is to break down that information into its parts so you can see how everything works, and just being able to analyze the knowledge that you have and so you can apply it and synthesize it.
To me, like, analysis is also like not only breaking it down but making sure you understand the whole picture by understanding like the little frames in it. That's how I see analysis.
Alright, so then you have like synthesis, and to like synthesize the knowledge, you have to like connect it with other things, like other knowledge, I guess. Yeah.
It's just like putting the pieces together to make a whole. kind of.
And lastly, we have evaluation, where we put knowledge, comprehension, application, analysis, and synthesis. Synthesis. Together, and we evaluate.
Stop thinking over there.
Bye, get off the floor.
I gotta find it, okay? I know it's distracting everyone. Especially the guys over here.
A real life.
Brian does the best work on the ground.
Oh, you know it's recording ball. Right now, you did. Don't make me throw my shoe at you again.
I had to say it, bro.
Oh, bring
it's
it.
Not like no
bring
everybody
it.
Doesn't already know it.
Oh. Okay, evaluation, Stephanie.
No.
Back to business.
I know this is highly entertaining.
No, let's give an example of how we can use Bloom's taxonomy, you guys.
I know that Briar does her best work on the ground.
Do you comprehend that, though, Christopher?
No.
No, that's definitely fact. And I can apply that to spread rumors and judge. And then I can make an analysis and use all this information to synthesize my evaluation that she does, in fact, do her best work on the ground.
Oh, all right. Thank you for that.
Good Lord.
Great Bloom's taxonomy real-life situation. All right, so now moving on from Bloom's taxonomy. How are these ideas important? How do we use them today?
Well, Tony gave us a nice example. If Jason and me and Nico are all standing on a cliff, if Nico thinks it's all right to jump and he's going to live, and he does it, and he dies, Jason and I sure as hell aren't going to do it.
Yeah, seriously.
I'd jump off a cliff.
Yeah, just in the water. Jump off, you can totally... You'd totally survive that.
Good Lord, Nico. Good luck.
How is the problem-solving method used in science dependent upon the critical thinking skills? What is it basically saying?
Well, you just need critical thinking skills in order to solve problems that, you know, you're looking for the answers for in science. So, like anything to do with biology or physics or chemistry, you're going to have problems that you need to solve, and you need like a method, like a way to get there every time.
And that's all science is, no matter what you're doing, from psychology to physics, oceanography, to just dating rocks. You need a problem-solving method. And
yeah, and it's not just with science either, too. I mean, critical thinking applies to like everything. Like when you're trying to figure out like if Chris has friends or if Nico can jump off a cliff, like you have to analyze things and make observations and hypotheses and stuff to be able to solve a problem or to answer a question.
You have to take things, other things besides what you know and what you see into perspective also.
Like if Briar does her best work on the ground.
Oh, burn!
Let it go. It was dead like 20 minutes ago.
You just brought up everything else.
I'm
He's
trying
bringing
to, like,
it back.
Draw
bring
us
it back.
Back.
Stop it.
Bring sexy back. Stop it. You started.
Bring
no,
sexy
I mean,
back.
Stop it.
Is that it? We should say bye.
Alright, let's say bye.
Because that's rude. All right,
Chris, you
You're
leave.
Rude.
The rest of us will say bye.
Alright, bye.
Bye.
Stop listening.